Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with John Rubino. He's the founder and editor of the Dollar Collapse website. Now, John, I know everybody's focused on this U.S. election. Everyone's trying to make sense of the market moves. Well, they will be after the election is over. You like to chat about the precious metals. So let's start off with gold. And depending if it's a Democrat win or a Republican win or a complete colored wave of some sort, what do you think matters most for gold and the movements after the election?
Hey, Corey. Well, I think gold is probably the only surefire winner in this whole thing, because gold likes chaos. And, you know, when people are worried and they can't figure out what the future holds and they've got profits they need to lock in and stuff like that, they tend to go into safe haven assets like gold, because that's a place where you can hide out while all the crazy stuff is going on around you. And, you know, if you can say anything with certainty about the U.S. political system, it is that crazy stuff will be with us for a while. Because, you know, this election is looking closer and closer, which means that there are more and more opportunities for cheating and more consequential possibilities for cheating. And everybody, whoever loses is going to be irate, and whoever wins is going to be smug. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where it's a mess for quite a while. But even if it was smooth as silk, and, you know, we knew on election night who was going to be the next president and who was going to control the government, and there was absolutely no doubt, it would still be fine for gold, because whoever comes into office next is going to have to do another massive bailout, because so much of the U.S. economy is on the edge of bankruptcy right now. You know, you've got the airlines, you've got the cruise lines, you've got hotel chains, you've got restaurants of every kind, you've got mall owners, you've got state governments and city governments, all of them not making nearly enough money to cover their obligations. And many of them on the verge of defaulting on their debts. So let that, you know, wave of defaults hit, and we're in not just a recession, but a depression. So whoever gets elected next, once they take office, is going to have to come up with some way of stopping that from happening. And it'll be a bailout of some sort. You know, the Republicans will be hesitant to bail out states and cities that are run by Democrats, but they may be forced into it. Democrats wouldn't necessarily be crazy about bailing out most of the private sector, but they would love to bail out the public sector. So they'll come up with something, you know, that if they're in charge, they will come up with something with big numbers that does what they want it to do. Either way, we're borrowing another $5 or $10 trillion in the coming year, private sector and public sector, and we're tossing it into the markets. And that's, you know, it's questionable what that does for stocks in general. It could be very good for stocks, because a lot of that money is just going to flow into the stock market. On the other hand, it could be bad for equities of financial companies, because people would perceive that that's going to lead to some kind of financial trouble. But it's good for gold no matter what. You know, no matter what shape the new government takes, no matter what kind of a bailout they decide to do, it's going to be a lot of money flowing into precious metals, because it's going to be taking place in the context of chaos. So I think gold does great no matter what. Now, silver is a little more complicated story, because...
John, one sec. Let me jump in here, because your initial comment there for gold was you said gold likes chaos. I agree with you. The problem is, once the election is over with, doesn't that eliminate a little bit of chaos?
No, well, no, because we replace political chaos with financial chaos. Because if we're going to have to do these massive bailouts and borrow huge amounts of money, then that takes us closer to the point where the currencies start to fall in value and don't allow us to do that anymore. Because there's really a limit to how much we can borrow. And we were always heading for that limit. But this year, we accelerated that process dramatically by running what is it now, like a 10% of GDP deficit in the U.S., along with borrowing at every other part of every other level of the economy. And next year, we're going to have to do the same thing. So that will lead to financial trouble. and financial chaos of some sort. So gold makes out in that environment. If the political system stays chaotic, that is good for gold too. You know, so we get chaos regardless. It's just different types. You know, it could be the political system is all lined up and, you know, firing on all cylinders once one party or the other takes over the government. But then financially, what they do when they take over the government is spend insane amounts of money. So either way, people will be trying to hide out in precious metals, in gold in particular. And that's, you know, that's good for the mining stocks. It's good for stackers, and it's bad for most other people.
So is there going to be a relationship between the U.S. dollar and gold then? Do you think that the dollar is going to keep on moving lower and that's going to help support gold? Or is there also going to be this flight to safety in the U.S. dollar?
Well, you know, with the dollar, there's always that tricky aspect to it. No matter how much we screw up, the rest of the world is screwing up even more. And that leads a lot of people in China or Brazil or Russia or Germany to want to move some money over here. That increases demand for the dollar and over time has supported it. But, you know, that is, first of all, it's a temporary thing. And second of all, it's not as powerful as the forces pushing gold up. Because, you know, people who are looking for safe havens and they say they choose the dollar, doesn't mean they only choose the dollar, they also choose gold. The difference between those two things is that the supply of dollars is soaring. It's completely open-ended. You know, we can make as many new dollars as we want to, and we're choosing to make an awful lot of new dollars right now. The supply of gold is limited by the amount of new gold we get out of the ground, and that is maybe a 1% or 2% increase per year. So to the extent that that we run massive deficits and have the Fed just print like crazy and the supply of dollars goes way up, the dollar might hold its own against other currencies just because things are worse over there. But it's unlikely to hold its own against actual real assets that exist in a limited supply, because a lot of the extra dollars we're creating will then flow into those real assets. So this is, well, right now it's pretty good seasonal time for gold just because January and February are usually good months for precious metals. But you got all this other stuff going on too, which is potentially much bigger than seasonality and almost certainly good for precious metals. So I think the near-term picture is pretty good and the intermediate-term picture is even better for gold.
Now, what about silver? Let's talk about silver, because silver, a little bit different of an outlook because of the fact that silver has more industrial uses.
Yeah, silver will do well if gold does well, because there is a relationship between them. And, you know, we saw the gold price to get way out of whack regarding silver this last year, where it went to like 125 times as valuable as silver, an ounce of gold versus an ounce of silver. But then silver outperformed and got the gold-silver ratio down to like 70. So that's what happens when those things get out of whack. So they could get out of whack again, but that's good long-term for silver. But what makes silver interesting in this political environment is there's still a chance of the Democrats taking over the entire government. And if they do, they'll be much more aggressive than the Republicans about environmental change. And they will be more likely to funnel a lot of money into alt energy technologies like solar and wind and electric cars, among others. Those things tend to use some silver, especially solar panels. So if we pump a bunch of public sector money into the already booming solar industry, then that will really turbocharge demand for silver. And silver is this, you know, tiny little thin market. So it's possible that it leads to supply shortages, which leads to price spikes. And therefore, in a Democrat-run government, a dramatically rising price of silver. So we could see silver go back up to $50 an ounce easily if we see the Democrats take over this time. And if there's speculation that that somebody like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's a very liberal member of Congress, very high profile, very liberal member of Congress, who would like to run the EPA if they gave her that job, then you would see a tremendous amount of money and regulatory pressure flowing into precious metals, because she would ramp up solar funding, et cetera, and that would help silver a lot. So, you know, it's good for silver either way, just because it's good for gold either way. But silver has one other scenario that's even better for it, which is a Democrat takeover of the government. So not a done deal, but certainly possible at this point.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see how it all plays out, right? Undoubtedly, we're going to get more volatility. Remember what happened after last election, too. The precious metals did drop and then came back quite quickly, but there was that washout, right? So we'll see how all this trading works, but hopefully we just have this behind us very shortly, and then we can all start to make some more longer-term bets and hopefully put aside some of this just schizophrenic volatility that we've seen on these markets. John, thanks for your time today, buddy. I will post a link to your website, and we will chat again in another couple weeks. Have a great rest of your week, and enjoy the election, John.
Thanks, Corey. I'll do my best.